want to start out with a quote from Einstein. I won't quote him exactly because he spoke in German. But basically what he said is the most important question you can ask yourself is this a friendly universe? Looking out into the world, you know, with a whole lot going on, it seems to me there's a lot of heartbreaking tragedies happening in the world. There's toxic polarization, crazy political stuff, on and on and on. And yet that question, is it a friendly universe? So I would suggest that for the next hour or so, we just say yes and see what happens, you know? And then the next thing is, how might we align ourselves with that so that we can literally be the instruments through which this beautiful divine love intelligence is moving and breathing and having its being? Another Einstein quote where he said, you can't solve a problem from the same level of consciousness that created it. I bet you guys have heard that one. You can't solve a problem from the same level of consciousness that created it. And some of us, little busybodies like myself, would like to go out into the world and just fix everything. Because I know, you know, how it should be. And if I can just get you guys to line up, you know, and do it the way I see it, that's not what we're talking about here. We really have that invitation to come into this higher vision. Literally, we have access to that at every moment. So this is our invitation. Knowing that all is well and all shall be well. There's a book that JD and I got for Christmas a few years ago, and the title is Pronoia. Pronoia is the opposite of paranoia. Pronoia is the sneaking suspicion that everything is conspiring for your good. So, knowing that and feeling that and really taking that completely in and digesting that and coming from that place, I want to read a quote from Abraham Lincoln. The name of our new album that we just put out is Better Angels. It comes from this quote. This is 1861. It's from Lincoln's first inaugural address. The country is going crazy. Everybody's fighting with everybody else. There's turmoil everywhere. And this is what he says. We are not enemies, but friends. We must not be enemies. Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic cords of memory, stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land, will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched, as surely they will be, by the better angels of our nature. Feeling this. Well, Reverend Kristen told us that you guys have been doing a series of talks that had to do with bringing in different traditions, spiritual traditions. And she asked if we'd like to do a song about that. As I said, we come from the mountains of Colorado, Ute Indians, the Native Americans there, and the Arapaho, and many other tribes have gone through the place where we live. And we understand here, is it Bay Miwok? Is that how you say it? Miwok? Bay Miwok, and I'm sure many other. Okay, so we did a really wonderful little retreat here yesterday. And those of you who might be here from the retreat, sing from your seats. This is a song about the ancestors, bringing the ancestors in. And first of all, we want to read you, this is from the Hopi elders.
There is a river flowing now very fast. It is so great and swift, but there are those who will be afraid. They will try to hold on to the shore. They will feel they are being torn apart and will suffer greatly.
Yeah. Know that the river has its destination. The elders say that we must let go of the shore, push off into the middle of the river, keep our eyes open and our heads above water.
And I say, see who is there with you. Hold fast to them and celebrate.
At this time in history, we are to take nothing personally, least of all ourselves. For the moment that we do, our spiritual growth and journey come to a halt.
The time of the lone wolf is over.
Banish the word struggle from your attitude and vocabulary. All that we do now must be done in a sacred manner and in celebration.
We are the ones we've been waiting for. Would you say that with us, please? We are the ones we've been waiting for. Thank you.
Here we go.
All right. And we welcome Mary back here on her beautiful drum. Sky above, earth below. Survivors breaking free. We say thank you to the native guardians of this place. JD has a song for you.
My father was a Mennonite minister. When I grew up in the middle of Illinois in the cornfields, there was a little town called Eureka, and we were all of European descent. And somehow he became passionate about civil rights. He started to talk about it. He started to preach about it. And so I am my father's son, and in so many ways I was affected by that, of course. And now when I see mothers and children separated, and when I see refugees that can't connect with their own families, it breaks my heart. So this song was written with a couple people you may already know, Karen Drucker, David Roth, and we were inspired by the words of Martin Niemöller, German pastor at the end of World War II. He said, "First they came for the socialists. I was not a socialist, so I did not speak out. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I was not a trade unionist, so I did not speak out. And they came for the Jews, and I was not a Jew, so I did not speak out. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." For the past 4 years, Guadalupe checked in to the Phoenix office of immigration. Both of her kids, U.S. born. But everything changed the day they took her away. In the home of the brave, in the land of the free, we are immigrants and pilgrims and refugees from every nation, one family. When you come for Guadalupe, you come for me. For the past 2 years, Kamal made his rounds. Interfaith Medical Center, New York City. He went to Sudan to visit his mom. But everything changed, he couldn't come back, he was stranded. In the home of the brave, in the land of the free, we are immigrants and pilgrims and refugees from every nation. One family. When you come for Kamal, you come for me. Give me your time, your poor huddled masses. This is America, built by dreamers, yearning to breathe free. If I had to leave my country, what would I do? If the way I dressed was a trigger for you, if I'm not welcome here, where would I go? Could I sail away on an unknown ocean of hope? In the home of the brave, in the land of the free, we are immigrants and pilgrims and refugees from every nation, one family. When you come for Guadalupe, when you come for Kumar, when you come for my neighbor, you come for me.
Thank you.